Back now with Day to Day. There is plenty to choose from at the movies this weekend. Just ask Mark Jordan Ligon. Here he is with our weekly digest of what film critics have to say. It's Slate's Summary Judgment.
Almost 10 years ago, Cate Blanchett burst onto the scene with her Oscar-nominated performance in Elizabeth. And well, after many delays, here's the sequel, Elizabeth, The Rise of the Silver Surfer. No, wait, that's the Fantastic Four. In this sequel, called The Golden Age, Elizabeth battles the King of Spain to defend her empire. Wait, wasn't the Silver Surfer at one time the King of Spain? Oh, now I'm confused.
Tell Philip, I fear neither him, nor his priest, nor his armies. Tell him if he wants to shake his little fist at us, we're ready to give him such a bite he'll wish he'd kept his hands in his pockets.
You see a leaf fall, and you think you know which way the wind blows.
The nation's critics say, off with this sequel's head. Even though many praise Blanchett's performance, they all find fault with the movie. Blanchett commands the screen and makes a so-so film worth watching, moans the Philadelphia Inquirer. The Toronto Globe and Mail snickers, a shrill and silly affair, and Entertainment Weekly dismisses Elizabeth the Golden Age as square and cautious. And just the opposite of square and cautious is the new comedy Lars and the Real Girl, where Ryan Gosling stars as a lonely introvert who seems to have finally met the love of his life, Bianca.
I have a visitor.
That's great.
She doesn't speak much English, though.
It's okay. It's really the same with the guys at work. It's not that big a deal.
Okay.
The only problem is Bianca is a life-size blow-up doll. And what most of the critics say could have been a one-joke movie is actually touching and amusing. Even though the Village Voice finds it mawkish and schmaltzy, many agree with USA Today, which calls Lars well-acted and gently funny, and the Wall Street Journal shouts an endearing, intelligent, and tender comedy. And expanding to a wide release is George Clooney in the thriller Michael Clayton, where Clooney plays an in-house fixer at a powerful corporate law firm and is finally given a task that tests everything he stands for. Tilda Swinton and Tom Wilkinson head the strong supporting cast.
They're putting everything on the table. You need to stop and think this through. I will help you think this through. I'll find somebody to help you think this through. Don't do this. You're making it easy for them.
Michael, I have great affection for you, and you lead a very rich and interesting life, but you're a bag man, not an attorney.
Michael Clayton is one of the best-reviewed films of the year. An excellent legal thriller, cheers the Miami Herald. The Los Angeles Times calls it smart and suspenseful, and the New York Post says it's full of unforgettable performances. I think that's great that Clooney is playing a fixer. See, every big corporation has a fixer. Why, here at Day to Day, I'm the fixer. Whenever things need to get done, no matter how intense, no matter how difficult, I'm the guy to do it. Now, if you'll excuse me, Alex Cohen needs her double vanilla frappuccino, and I better not be late.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and the fellow behind My Frappuccinos. He lives in Los Angeles.